Hey, what's happening, man?
Not much, man.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just watching TV, man.
Watching TV? So what's wrong with the TV?
I don't know, man. It's been like that all day, man.
Hey, well, let me mess with it, okay?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Oh, hey, there you go.
How far up, man? What did you do?
Yeah, I turned it on, man.
Oh.
Seems a little cool to me. I prefer the warm. This chilly air I feel is way below the norm. And my tears are raining down, clouding my views. That's the weather. Come on, give me the news. Our interstate won't change until both directions stop standing still. Fork in the road ahead, it's time to choose. That's the traffic. Come on, give me the news. If it's a long leash, well then pull it in. Just don't scare me with no bulletin. One can win the way we play. For every game at home, there's one away. We're into overtime, someone might lose. That's the sports. Come on, give me the news. If it's a long leash, well then pull it in. Just don't scare me with no bulletin. Is this bond broken? Is my stock down? There's speculation all over town. Maybe it's rumor, another ruse. I gave you the business. Come on, give me the news. it's a long leash, well then pull it in. Just don't scare me with no bulletin. I need an anchor, I need a host. Signals that reach me from coast to coast. I'm on remote, don't leave me confused. What's your retort? The long and short. Come on, report and give me the news.
As long as Lawrence Welk can pop his cork. polka in Milwaukee, still do the waltz in Tennessee, still picking bluegrass in Kentucky, with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer, drinking music, and play that double eagle march for me. For they still do the polka in Milwaukee. So let me hear that one or two or three. The big wheels at the network started spinning. The verdict was that hee-haw had to go. Cause city slickers don't believe in grinning. And who the heck needs jokes in Kokomo? They canceled all the singing and the picking. But the stubborn little donkey wouldn't leave. And that little fella's still alive and kicking. And hee-haw's laughing up its sleeve. Hee-haw! And they still do the polka in Milwaukee. Still do the waltz in Tennessee. Still picking bluegrass in Kentucky. With old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer, drinking music, and let's for hee-haw is good enough for me. Yes, hee-haw is good enough for me.
I'm just a TV cowboy, a Mr. Peavy cowboy, and when I hear them old coyotes bark, I suffer such a shake-up that I darn near lose my makeup. I'm afraid of my shadow after dark. I wear a 10-gallon hat, and I'm pretty sure of that when it covers up my little half-pint head. I'm just a cowboy from TV land, but I'm staying home in Cleveland, where the Indians are not so rough and red. Oh, yippee-ki-yo, oh, yippee-ki-yay, for the breakfast foods I'm paid to endorse. But I'm afraid of my six-shooter, and I'd rather ride a scooter than to climb aboard a great big cuddly horse. Brilliant key change here. I'm just a rootin' tootin' cowboy, bootin' shootin' cowboy, and I guess I'll never, never learn to ride. Cause when I'm in the saddle, I feel as though a paddle is slapping me across the great divide. Now I'm not so wild and woolly, it's just a lot of bully. I always have a crumpet with my tea. And though I use Pepsodent, the yellow never went just as limp as it can be. Oh, give me a home where some Easterners roam, at a dude ranch where I'll be a guest. And it's plain to see I'm a son of the East instead of a son of the West. I send my steers to Arizona, I ship bulls to Oklahoma, and my bulls are much bigger than the rest. I ship bulls to Catalina, I ship bulls to Argentina, I'm the biggest bull shipper in the West. And I tell you here and now, boy, I was quite a cowboy till a bullet hit me high behind the knee. Fanny, oh, my Fanny. And to the prairie I will head out. But until I get the lead out, you can see me every evening on TV.
Ja, das steht fest. Ein Pferd ist ein Ding, das man wiehen lässt. Doch spricht es wie ein Mensch, so nett ist es nur der Mister S. Ein Pferd, ja, das fährt mit ein PS. Und daran ist gar nichts Besonderes. Doch wenn das Pferd doch singt, ich wett, das ist Mister S. Denke nicht an die Pferd, da ist bestimmt ein Pferdefuß. Geh hin zu ihm, es spricht mit dir und zeig dir die Zähne zum Gruß. Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, schaute gar nicht so sehr aufs Maul. Denn das wäre nicht nett, auch bei Mr. Ed.
Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest. Ein Pferd ist ein Ding, das man niehen lässt.
Doch spricht es wie ein Mensch, so nett ist es nur der Mr. Ed.
Ein Pferd, ja, das Pferd mit ein PS. Und daran ist gar nichts Besonderes.
Doch wenn das Pferd noch singt, ich wette, das ist Mr. Ed.
La 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 la.
Denke nicht an die Pferd, da ist bestimmt ein Pferdefuß. Geh hin zu ihm, er spricht mit dir und zeigt dir die Zähne zum Gruß. Ein Pferd ist ein Pferd, ja, das steht fest, auch wenn dieses Pferd mit sich reden lässt. Man schaut dem Gaul nicht so sehr aufs Maul, denn das wär nicht nett.
Tony?
Yes, Ned?
Remember when you had to bring smelly old Irish priests into your house to rid loved ones of hideous demons like Beelzebub, Katzenberg, Obits, and Cher?
I sure do.
Tony, are you tired of pea stains on your Persians and pea soup flashed all over your ice-cold bedroom floor?
I sure am.
Well, your prayers have been answered.
No!
Here's the man with the machine that's turning heads all over Christendom.
Thank you, Ned, and hello, folks. Are you excited?
Yes!
I'm excited! Let's not wait a second! Let me bring in our world-class discoverer and valedictorian of the Guadalajara Overnight School of Medicine, the inventor of the Devil Master, Dr. Bill Infirmo!
Thank you.
Bill, what in the name of all that's holy possessed you to invent this infernal machine?
Well, as you know, Tony, everybody has one or two great thoughts, and mine was simple. We're all doomed.
Okay, bad dinker.
A good starting point. I think we can agree with that.
Right, we can. So, where do we go from here?
Well, then I had a second thought. I thought to myself that just because you're surrounded by evil doesn't mean you can't make some money from it.
Oh, I know. We can all agree with that, can't we? All right.
How does it work, Bill?
Well, Ned, unlike most demon expulsion machines, the Devil Master by Infirm Co. totally rotates the entire upper body while the head remains stationary.
Uh-huh.
Its eyes fixed on the money it's going to make. No, on the money you're going to make.
Wait a minute. Are you saying... Out, demons out, and in, profits in?
Yes, I am.
That's wonderful!
That's incredible!
I think so, too. Now, boys, here's the best part. We have a young star here from, remember, Corn Cousins?
Here she is,
teenage vixen Esther Woodrawson.
Hi.
And she's working out on my Devil Master.
Ow! 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 Look at that body!
What's that smell?
Makes your head spin!
I think that's Asphodel coming out of her orifices. So stand back, boys. Roll up the pants.
Wait a minute. What's that?
What is that?
That's the Devil Master Exerciser GT. Send your credit card now to What Would Satan Say, WrestleMania, Minnesota.
Timmy loves to watch the telly. Jenny likes to eat her jelly. She's not old enough to watch Cowboys, Dinosaurs, and Cops. Timmy says she's just a baby. Jane knows better, but says maybe. She prefers her pretty toys and sitting square-eyed with the boys.
Thank you.
pets. Timmy says she's just a baby. Jane knows better, but says maybe she prefers the pretty toys than sitting square-eyed with the boys.
Studio Nothing comes to you this evening through the courtesy of the Harry Honig Fly Swatter Company, the only fly swatter left on the market. The Harry Honig Fly Swatter not only kills flies, but murders outright moths, spiders, and soft-backed beetles. If you add the extension swatter, it will stun a rat long enough for you to call a cop. So phone Harry Honig today and ask for the fly swatter with the radar-equipped handle. Remember the old saying, give a mosquito an inch, and he'll bombard your foot. Why not give the new Emperor-sized cigarette a two-day trial? Each cigarette is 10 feet long and filters through chicken wire at each end. If you find you do not like them or cannot get used to them in this 48-hour test, throw them away, you'll never get your money back.
Harry, you're coming along to the yard with me.
Scotland Yard? Well, it ain't the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
TV set, madam.
I ain't got no TV, and I ain't no madam.
Is this 77 Sunset Strip, room 222, Green Acres Apartments?
No. Now get out of here, or I'll call the law.
Oh, it's Lassie. Where in the heck Ramsey is room 222?
This is my world, and welcome to it.
Oh, room 222, I hope.
You bet your life.
What's my line?
I hope you're the TV man.
Right, I'm here to get rid of Casper, the friendly ghost.
Oh, but you're not going to get rid of the Munsters.
Is that your favorite show, the Munsters?
Yes, and MASH.
I'd like to get them together. The Munster MASH.
About repairing my television, I hope the price is right.
Relax, I'm not the $6 million man. But, let's make a deal. Turn on a guiding light, huh?
Oh, of course. You can't see in the dark shadows.
No, it's getting toward the edge of night.
What are you eating?
It's a sandwich from Hogan's. We call him Hogan's Hero. The man only goes around once. If he plays it right, that's enough. You know what I mean?
This is my television set.
It's an Atom 12.
Are you sure you can bring it back to life?
It sure as Columbo discovered America. By the way, are you married?
No.
Well, who's the guy in the shower?
Never mind. That's a different story.
There are 7 million naked stories in this city. Oh, my mother, the car.
I see you have a pearl-handled soldering gun.
I got it at Pete's hardware store.
Oh?
I call it my Peter gun.
Here's a pitcher of lemonade to wet your whistle.
Put the pitcher here behind my Kojak.
Oh. That really hits the mark, Swelby, doesn't it?
Yes. To tell the truth, now, if you just hand me that Steve Allen wrench, I'll adjust your little flipper.
Would you pass the pitcher, please? I think I'd like some more lemonade.
Please stand by. I seem to have temporarily lost your pitcher. Pull up the Leonard Nimoy's, will you?
The Leonard Nimoy's?
Rabbit ears, you bullwinkle.
Oh, it's working.
Another set save from Sanford and Son.
TV eyes, TV eyes, TV eyes. Don't tell no lies. baby's got those TV eyes. TV eyes, sure don't tell no lies. She's got TV eyes. TV eyes, TV eyes, TV eyes, TV eyes, TV eyes. You know my baby's got those TV eyes. TV eyes, sure don't tell no lies.
Addict, television addict. You are a dick. Television a dick. Where is your creation, Mr. Television? Where is your creation, Mr. Television? The first thing you do when you arrive at home is to turn on the television. You channel up to the 6, to the 4, to the 2, to the 5, to the 1. You don't create, you don't appreciate, it's a huge fallacy. You think you learn lots of things, but you learn only pokey. You are a dick, television a dick. Yes, a dick, television a dick. You are a dick, television a dick. You are a dick, television a dick. The first thing you do when you arrive at home is to turn on the television. You channel up to the 6, to the 4, to the 2, to the 5, to the 1. You don't create, you don't appreciate, it's a huge fallacy. You think you learn lots of things, but you learn only pokey. A dick, television a dick. You are a dick, television a dick. Where is your creation? Mr. Television, where is your creation, Mr. Television? The first thing you do when you arrive at home is to turn on the television. You channel up to the 6, to the 4, to the 2, to the 5, to the 1. You don't create, you don't appreciate, it's a huge fallacy. You think you learn lots of things, but you learn only pokey. You are a dick, television a dick. Yes, a dick, television a dick.
Okay, friends and neighbors, good evening and welcome once again to the Bit Slap. And I'm KBC, tonight coming to you on KBC TV, because we got all your favorite shows here tonight in one form or another, and we're going to get to them. We've already gotten to half of them. Isn't that amazing the way that happens? We started out with Frank Zappa and the Mothers. That was I'm the Slime, coming out of your TV set. Give Me the News was Rick Moranis, one of the SCTV guys, from a solo record of his. Cable TV was Weird Al. The Lawrence Welk Hee-Haw Counter-Revolution Polka was Roy Clark. I think that's a true story. TV Cowboy was Bob Peck. Mr. Ed was Ralph Paulson in German, as we all remember it from our nightmares, right? Let's see. Watchin' Telly was Katinka. Here's Johnny was Weird Al again. I don't think it was the same album, but it might have been. I don't know. Anyway, TV Man, Jim Backus. We heard TV Eyes from The Tools. They were from Scotland in 1980. And Magazine, TV Baby, off of the Peel Sessions. And Poupagim, Stand High Patrol, Television Addict. And that brings us up to here, where we are now. Yeah, so I did this because my wife and I are cutting the cable noose this weekend. We're eliminating Spectrum, sending them on their way. And with the savings, I'm going to go out and I swear I'm going to buy a new pair of headphones just for you guys, because you deserve it, all right? So anyway, I've got a lot of crap for you tonight, because that's what TV is, isn't it? And we owe it to our listeners to maintain accuracy in all things. Okay, so coming up, more crap.
Hello. You know, the results of a recent study indicate that 40% of all television viewers are in no way influenced by television advertising. An additional 40% will be influenced by the advertisement to a certain degree, but nevertheless are unlikely to buy. 19.5% will respond to the advertising and will actually consider making a purchase. And 0.5% will buy everything and anything they see advertised on television. It is this 0.5% that I address myself now. Hi, my name is Reverend Dan Elsmere, and so often I hear people say that life holds no surprises. Well, I've got a surprise for you. Grab bags, just like the ones your grandmother used to buy for a dollar at the county fair. She enjoyed them, and so will you. Grab bags. Think of the fun. Not only the opportunity to spend money on a product, but the extra thrill of not knowing what the product is. I wonder what we find in this. A portable radio? Some digital watches? Perhaps an assortment of expensive jewels? The possibilities are endless. Of course, with today's inflated economy, we can't possibly sell it for $1, but we can offer it to you for $49.95. Or perhaps you'd be interested in the larger version, yours for only $10 more. Look at the difference. Why, it's almost twice as big. You'll get twice as much. But that's not all. If you order now, at no additional cost to you, we'll throw in this bonus grab bag, large enough for a diamond ring, the keys to a sports car, or perhaps a plane ticket to Hawaii. Can you see yourself lying on the beach at Waikiki turning brown with the sun while your friends turn green with envy? Send your check or money order payable to Reverend Dan Elsmere. That's me. Surprise Grab Bag, Box 16, care of this station. That's Reverend Dan Elsmere. Surprise Grab Bag, Box 16, care of this station. And you'll get the surprise of your life.
by athlete's foot. Try a bottle of Hevington's Quacko Solution. Apply some under your earlobes and in back of your kneecaps every night for 5 nights. And on the 6th day, you will wake up with the greatest protection man could ask against athlete's foot. A pair of webbed feet. Do you find it difficult to be understood because of a code in your doze? Just tilt your head and drop a few of Jordan's atomic nose drops into your nostrils. They'll not only clear your head, but take your tonsils out as well. If the flow of the drop continues, it will soothe ulcers, cure your bile, and evaporate water on the kneecap. There's only one thing to remember after taking a few of Jordan's atomic nose drops. It will destroy your sense of smell.
Now there's a show that I watch on my TV set, and I've never seen a show just like it yet. It's the story of two fellas back in Stone Age days, and they've come up with a series that's a brand new phrase, 'cause it's filled with lots of sayings that just knock me out. You know I nearly go crazy when I hear them shout.
Yabba-dabba-doo! Yabba-dabba-doo!
And the other one's Fred, and Betty and Wilma are the chicks they've wed. When Fred comes home at night to his loving wife, why, you've never seen a guy get such a greeting in your life. 'Cause you see, he's got a pet who's a dinosaur, and when he sees Fred coming, he just knocks him to the floor and gets excited.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Back, Barney, while I play a tune on my stoner phone.
Okay, Fred, great musical one.
While I go and get some fan mail and send it off to Bedrock by the Dodo Rail. Why, I thrill and I spill my snarker star stew, and I get so excited I've just gotta shout it too.
Yabba-dabba-doo! Yabba-dabba-doo!
Wilma, open this door. Come on, Wilma, open this door. Wilma!
I wander around in the twilight zone, the little baby things on all on my own. I wandered around in the twilight zone, a little baby blinks on all on my own. Betty and Bonnie are the folks next door. I crawl around all over the floor.
Yabba-dabba-doo-toe.
I wandered around in the twilight zone, a little baby blinks on all my own. I wander around in the twilight zone, a little baby blinks on all my own. I live in a house with a bedrock door. Twilight zone, a little baby flame stone all on my own. I wander around in
play to play with stuff. Meanwhile, here's my dinosaur. His tail's in the kitchen and his head's out the door.
It's a stroke.
And now, please rise for our opening hymn.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four. Whoa, that's good squishy. Whoa, that's good squishy. Whoa, that's good squishy.
Oh, yeah.
That's good squishy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ah, the last peanut.
Which way to the can?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Mom. My name is Blanche Dubois. I'm looking for my sister Stella. Come here. I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you just once.
Woo-hoo!
I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you just once.
Woo-hoo!
Softly and sweetly.
Nothing wrong with your television set. We are controlling the transmission.
What's that, boy? We're in control? Hey, look, 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 look. I can see my voice. Look, 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 look.
Dad, you're ruining the mood.
Sorry.
Ooh, help me, Dr. Seuss.
Oh, my God!
How could you, Krusty? How could you, Krusty?
They drove a dump truck full of money up to my house. Sorry about this, kids. I'm not made of stone. Stay tuned. We got some real good toy commercials coming right up. I swear.
You gotta admit, it's catchy.
Wonderful, Marge. Beer bust, beer blast, eggers, beer night.
What I say?
Oh, yeah.
Begin
yeah.
The thawing of Jim Neighbors.
Are you sure you want to go through with this, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Such a thing has never been done.
What I say?
Just make it happen. Dad, what's the point of this story?
I like stories.
One more time!
I don't get it.
If it's south you're bound, let me tell you about a town that you probably will not see. Cause it's kind of a fable and it's only on cable and they call it Mayberry. Got a sheriff in the town, never totes a gun around cause he's only a local jailer. And the show has the slang cause he lives with his aunt and his name is Andy Taylor. Andy! Andy! Dinner's on the table, come home! Andy! Andy! Dinner's on the table, come home!
Well, my name is Andy, folks say I'm dandy, I'm a sheriff without a gun. Now let me see, this mean ain't B and Opie, he's my son. Now I got me a man always at my command, and between us there's no strife. 'Cause he's true and he's blue and he's my cousin too, and his name is Barney Fife.
Say, Barney, why don't you come out of the back room and rap for these folks, all right? Come on now.
All right, all right.
It's kind of a trick to this, Ange.
Yeah, I used to be in the choir. Me, 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 me. All right, stand back. Here you go. I'm Deputy Fife, the law is my life, and you can say it's in my blood. 'Cause whenever there's trouble, I'm there on the double to nip it in the bud. Got a gun, never cock a cup of bullet in my pocket, and a gal named Thelma Lou. There's Goober and Emmett and Howard Otis and Floyd the Barber, too. Here's Floyd.
Ooh, ooh, boy needs a haircut. Ooh, 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 boy needs a haircut. Ooh.
That's a tour through the town, just a quick look around, and we hope you enjoyed your stay. If the thing you didn't see, get yourself a TV. It's on cable twice a day. Hit him, Mayberry.
Well, would you looky, there ain't be. I have never seen such a good-looking apple cobbler, I'll tell you what. Hey, Barn, what say we take Helen and Thelma Lou up to Myers, boy?
Hey, it sounds like a good idea. Helen, get that vehicle out of here. I want it out of here, out of here, out of here. No.
Cobra, have you seen my nasal spray?
No, I ain't, Howard.
Hey, Andy, you're gonna need another deputy now Barney's gone. How about me, huh? 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 Hey, Andy?
Now I'm gonna sing this with you, but sing it good. I don't want to hear none of that foul language you always use in every other song. Sing good, sing right. Let's sing about A-B.
A-B, A-B, won't you come on home to me? I'm gone. Make you happy as can be. I'll give you love so deeply and sincerely. Please come home with me tonight. Bake me pies and treat me like a king.
Behind me, you're
your slutty love. You're the woman I've been dreaming of. Won't you come be my ball and chain?
My ball and chain.
I've lived a life of sin and vice. Be when I look in your eyes, it's obvious to me you've done the same.
You've done the same.
Old wild nights, loose women, cocaine and heroin, whiskey and a moonshine flowing free. The PCP, the ecstasy, the crack and methamphetamines. Won't you give it up? Come and be with me. And marry me. I'm down on bended knee. Will you take this ring? Throw your flabby arms around me. Be you're the only woman that I love. I know you were sent from God above for me.
And me.
And me. You probably were a nasty whore.
Wait a minute, now there
I'll
you
be
go.
Years and years before you move in with that sheriff and his boy.
Now don't you be bringing in that open into this
they
now.
They probably treat you like shit. You know they don't really like you, not one bit. They know you're still a whore, ain't B.
That B is not a whore.
They probably think you're running around the town.
Yeah, running around.
Fucking men screwing around, getting pregnant. Yeah, can you imagine that, ain't B?
Ain't B is not pregnant. She can never.
Well, I know that now you're a decent girl, so why don't you come on over and give it a whirl with a guy who'll treat you right? That's right, I say fucking in over there. Well, shit, fuck those assholes, those motherfuckers. Fuck them. I hate those motherfuckers. You know Andy arrested me last week. You know Andy arrested me last week. That motherfucker threw me in the motherfucking jail, AB. No dinner, no nothing. You know there ain't even a toilet in that motherfucking cell. I had to shit in a fucking pail. That's right, AB. I had to shit in a motherfucking pail. Right there in the jail, right in front of fucking Barney and fucking Otis and fucking all those motherfuckers. Oh, AB. Oh, AB, would you fucking marry me?
What will ever become of me? I need plastic surgery, cause I'm too ugly for MTV. There is no future for my band. The plastic surgeon wants $7,000. I could wreck a video with just my face. Maybe the Archie should take my place, cause I'm too ugly for MTV. What will ever become of me? I need plastic surgery, cause I'm too ugly for MTV. I know this song, it would be a hit, but I got acne that just won't quit. My mouth's too wide, my nose is too long. I'll probably never even get to this song. Cause I'm too ugly for MTV. What will ever become of me? I need plastic surgery, cause I'm too ugly for MTV. You can say that I'm bitter, but to tell you the truth, I think you have to look like a Hitler youth. Cause when you're out to please a 12-year-old, it's best to look like a dancer on solid gold.
Well, the last thing I remember, Vicky, the video's starting to slip. And that new Duran Duran song, I was losing my grip. Oh, God, let it happen. I'll never forget that horrible sight. The
Beatles
on MTV, and it wasn't even the middle of the night. They were ugly, too.
I'm too ugly for MTV. What will ever become of me? I could use some cosmetology. Cause I'm too ugly for MTV. I dance like the star from the front of Blob. I won't be quitting my day job. I'll lay my talents at the radio instead. Or buy a Gucci bag to wear on my head. Cause I'm too ugly for MTV. What will ever become of me? I need plastic surgery. Cause I'm too ugly for MTV. I'm too ugly for MTV. What will ever become of me? I could use some cosmetology. Cause I'm too ugly for MTV.
message.
Hi there, friends and neighbors. It's your old pal El Monte Slim telling you, come on down here to White Track Town, Wilmington. God damn, we got some out-of-sight bargains here for you in cars. And listen, for the first 10,000 you people to come on down here today, we got free sandwiches and coffee. If you haven't done your clothes, bring them on down, because we got free washers and dryers. Now look here, you're probably wondering how to get here. Well, you take any freeway and get off at the Wilmington cutoff. You go 9 to 7 miles straight till you come to a north and a south. You don't want to go south, you want to go north. Head on straight north till you come to the Tasty Freeze. Make a right and go 9 to 7 miles straight till you come to the Standard Station. Go right in that Standard Station, walk up to the man and say, where the hell am I? And now, back to our movie, The Jackson 5 Story, starring the Osmond Brothers.
And we'll be right back to our movie, but first, here's another commercial
message. Movie on you, Jeff.
Yeah, man, change it, man, by all means.
Okay.
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, this is your amigo Sanchez de San Fernando saying, come on, don't do white truck down here in Wilmington, S.A. Hey, man, we got some outside church here for you to look at, man. Hey, just look at this church over here. It's a 53 Chevy with pink and purple tuckeroles. Chopped and cheddar all the way around for cruising and everything, man. And look at the extras, man. Fuzzy dice and a pair of bongos in the bag, eh? And look at the color, man. Turquoise blue and primer gray, eh, chirp? And look at the spacious glove compartment. Room for 20 tubes of glue and a bottle of Spaniada for Saturday night. And cheap, too. Only $50, only $50 a week for 50 years. Just come on in. Ask for what the hell is my name? Oh yeah, Sanchez and San Fernando. Now back to our movie, Zorro, starring John Wayne.
We're loud! Uh-huh, say it again. NBC, we're loud. We're in last place, loud. We're gonna fall right on our face, loud. Since Freddy came, our ratings always stayed the same. An 18 rating, a 14 share. Bet you wonder if we care. No, we're just proud to be NBC. We're loud, we're living in the past. Loud, about a drop and out real fast. Loud, about a quarter show. Just watch us scare them up your nose. We don't care, it's all fair. NBC is always there. We're not just proud to hear, also loud. We're loud, we're louder than the rest. So loud, it doesn't matter, we're not the best. Loud, we're gonna screw around and run this network in the ground. The Peacock said, so thank you, Fred. Yeah, thanks a whole lot.
Oh, look at the clock. It's 2 a.m. Music's blaring, a screen door slam. Car tires squealing, shoes on the stair. Dog's barking like he's real scared. Probably just the television. Probably just the television. Probably just the television. No need to pay no attention. Roll over in bed, pull the covers up tight. Glass starts breaking, sounds like a fight. Woman screaming, a man's voice swore. Firecracker pop, something hit the floor. Probably just a television. Probably just a television. Probably just a television. No need to pay no attention. I complain to the landlord every time he comes around. Those people in the downstairs apartment won't turn their TV down. I've been bang, bang, banging on the floor. Won't you help me, please? Gotta turn that TV down so I can get some sleep. Steps on gravel, trunk lid slammed. Glug, glug, or something splashing from a can. Flicking of a lighter, smoke alarms beeping. I guess I'll get back to sleeping. Probably just the television. Oh, it's that darn television. Probably just the television, no need to pay any attention. Well, I just turn off the lights and I swear. Are those boots coming up my stairs? Is that someone beating at my door? Ella, hey, what, you're next? Is that a chainsaw roar? I'm hoping it's a television. Maybe I should have paid attention here. I'm hoping it's the television. Okay, where's that channel changer? I'm hoping it's the television. I should have paid attention. Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
Gather around and I'll sing you a song about a crazy old world that's coming along. Till one day some fool made the decision to turn on the television. Of course, radio reported we'd all ignore it. Paper said we'd have no time for it. But before you knew it, you knew Milton Berle. We all had a new escape from the world. All tuned in before too soon. We were watching a man walk on the moon. He made it look as easy as driving a car. Video killed the radio star. I got the talking blues. Talking blues is easy to do. All you gotta do is rhyme a line or two. Rhyme a line or two and then you don't even have to rhyme again. See? I can say anything I want to now. Well, you know, within reason. Say sitcom catchphrase game show nation. Television soon defied explanation. As the situation took to such a degree that eventually we all heard about cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, that your average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. Eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock is watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really, was eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. I got to talking blues. So simple at first, it was hard to foresee the impending collision with reality. soon seen TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't flawed, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after another, we pretended not to act as we hurtled ever forward towards alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon, an old man with a comb over had sold us some more. We stay tuned in, now here we are. Reality killed by a reality star. I got the talking blues. Hillbilly.
You asked for it, here it comes. I got a playlist that's going to knock your socks off, all right? Sock it to you, I will. All right, so what did we hear? We heard from, Reverend Dan Ellesmere was John Candy from SCTV and Grab Bags. I think that sounds like a good deal. I'll let you know how it works out. Howdy Doody was Hurtin' Buckaroos, Paranoid Hillbillies, Slant 6, and The Jumpstarts. Yabba Dabba Doo was Frankie Davidson from 61. I Want to Be a Flintstone, Screaming Blue Messiahs from the mid-80s. Simpsons Rap was Steinsky. You mean Steinsky, boo, come on. The Mayberry Rap was Rick Rumble, Aunt B, Ray Fogg, and his Swinging Lesbian Frogs. Okay. Song of Unrequited Love for Aunt B was Benny McGee, and Benny, you gotta work with it. Okay. I'm Too Ugly for MTV was the Beatos, and everything I've heard means that, yes, they were. Probably Just the Television was Haywood Banks and Tom Jones talking reality television blues. Look where reality TV has gotten us now. All right, so like I said, we're cutting the cord, and that's it. And I'll tell you what did it for me. I haven't watched TV in 2 years, but I'll tell you what really did it. It was Netflix. Scrolling through list after list of mediocre movies and just really never seeing anything good. And Prime is the same, HBO got to be the same, and all these streaming services are going to be the same, but now they're going to be way more expensive, and I don't need that stuff. I'm a music guy, okay? And this is what I'm doing right here for you, and I'm going to keep doing it without the interference. I will miss football. I will miss Jeopardy. I'll miss the news. But that's about it. So, the rest of you, good luck with it, and I'll let you know how it goes. Maybe I'll go nuts. Maybe I am nuts. Anyway, I'll see you next week with more shenanigans and more crap, because, hey, why not? If TV can do it, so can I.
shopping even. Stop buying things.
The Mr. McPoodle Show has been brought to you by Flackers, America's Chewy Cereal.
Well, that's all we have for you, kids.
Oh! We had some laughs, we had some fun. A good old time for everyone. But Mr. Clark says we
next, those wacky magpies, Heckle and Jekyll. That's coming up next. Don't look now, but here comes Popeye, Pluto, and Norman Mailer. That's on Popeye and Friends, coming up next. Who's the fastest rabbit in the Old West? It's not a legitimate question. Coming up next, Lancelot Link beats a chimp named Caesar, and the result is unspeakable human carnage. That's coming up next. Uh-oh, Tennessee Tuxedo learns it's not so easy to be a cult leader. That is coming up next.
Bye, kids. Keep those cards and letters coming. But if you call me at home, so help me, I swear I'm
This has been a Flemways presentation.
And this is 450 dresses too.
How long did it take to clean up?
Can you say that?
Yeah.
Look at those tits. Look at those tits. Look at all those Norwegian tits. I want to dance. I want to dance. I want to.
Wilbur.
In his mouth.
Good heavens.
What do you think this is? The Indianapolis 500,000?
Sure. They found another sort of, not a woodcut in this case, but an old painting of Bach wearing only underwear.
Hey, man, I'm going to turn off the TV set and turn on the radio, man, to listen to the National Lampoon.
Well, no, not in as much as he be making music. Funny, man.
They come up with some funny stuff, man. I'm going to turn off the TV.
And that's the end.